When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, my name is Zoe, and I'm from a little town in kind of the suburbs of Pennsylvania. I am about in my mid-teens right now, and sorry, I'm sick. I have seen a lot of things. Let me preface this. My house was built in the early 1700s. This thing is older than old. It's made out of solid stone on the outside. And then when my grandfather bought it, about, I think, 40 or 50, I think it was about 50 or 60 years ago, possibly longer. My grandfather was born in 1910, so he has lived in America for a very long time. He came over from Italy. And during the time that he lived here, he actually had three wives. The first of which, we will call her Joanne. Joanne was a serious alcoholic, and Joanne used to drink alcohol so badly that she actually was banned from buying alcohol anywhere around where I live. And so what happened was she would actually buy these massive, massive shipments of, well, as much as a person can buy, like at a grocery store, of perfumes and almond extract, because both of those had alcohol content. And she would drink them. And this seriously messed with her mind and her body, and she became very, very ill. One day, when my grandfather was out in the garden with their children, Edna and Frank, she was drinking it, and she tripped, and she fell in the kitchen. So everyone was outside. No one knew what was happening. She tripped and fell and caught her throat on the rung of a chair, and she was so out of it and so messed up that she couldn't get up, and she actually choked in my kitchen. This was years ago. I can't even imagine it. And then my grandfather's second wife actually passed away shortly after they were married, and his third wife is my grandmother, who is still alive today, and she's just awesome. But recently, there have been some more things that have been going on. The things that I have seen are an empty coffee, like a Folgers container. If that is completely empty, it will sit by the coffee maker, and if it's empty, it will be thrown violently off of its perch, and it will just fly across the kitchen, which my mom just says is my grandfather's way of saying, you need to have coffee. Don't put the empty coffee container back. Don't be a jerk. And another thing is, like, my dad was sitting underneath of our bread basket, and the bread had was securely in the bread basket, and all of a sudden it just flipped out and landed in my dad's lap. Another thing that has happened is I have watched my front door open. Now, for reference, my front door is about an inch and a half thick of, I think it's solid oak, so it's pretty darn heavy. And I was sitting on my couch with my aunt and my mom on the other couch next to me. The door handle just suddenly turns and shakes a little bit, like somebody's testing it to see if it'll open. And then it turns slowly all the way around, and it's pushed violently, very fast, and smacks off of the table that is to the left of the door. My mom and I and my aunt had no idea what to do, and we kind of sat there in silence. we had no idea how to react to this until my grandmother came home, and then I yelled at her not to touch the doorknob because her ex-husband had just opened it. She cursed at me lightly and told me I was lying. But then the channels on the TV change if the remote is right in front of you. My mom always tells me the story of at one point she had been sitting there watching the news, and the channel flipped back to Grumpier Old Men. She switched it back to the news. It switched back to Grumpier Old Men. So finally, she thinks it's somebody outside the door or outside of the house. So she goes outside to yell at whoever's changing the channel on her, and there's no one there. No one else has a remote that works with that TV either, so it was very odd. But recently, I have been experiencing some really creepy things. So my mom's new boyfriend is more of a heavier set guy, so you can hear him when he steps on the upstairs floor. And it's big, heavy footsteps, and you can hear both of the doors open. I can close and open a door right now so you can hear it. It's pretty loud when it opens and closes. That's for most of the doors in the upstairs of the house. They're thin and they're very loud. So all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, it was like around midnight or 2 a.m., I'm sitting there awake, and all of a sudden, I don't hear any of the doors open, but I hear these big, heavy boot steps just clomping on the upstairs floor. And I'm upstairs as well, so I just laid there, and I panicked. I was texting one of my friends saying, oh, my gosh, I just heard footsteps. What do I do? And he said, ha, 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 maybe it's an intruder coming to kill you. I'm like, thanks, buddy. That's awesome. The other time actually just happened the other two days ago, at nighttime. It was about midnight, 2 a.m. again. This is always when this happens, but there's a mouse. There are mice in our house because it's an old farmhouse. It's going to have mice. But the way that things are happening, I can hear when a mouse is in the wall. I can hear when a mouse is under my radiator. This was weird because I'm laying in bed, and we have bells strung up on our stairs right now because it's Christmas time. And I hear one of the bells just drop and smack off of the little wooden bands on the stairs. And our bottom step, because the house is so old, is extremely squeaky and extremely loud when you step on it. A mouse does not have the weight to cause it to squeak or to moan or groan like it does. And all of a sudden, I just hear the bottom step creak and groan. I panicked, but my parents had taken my phone away, so I couldn't text my friend again. I just kind of sat there panicking. Eventually, I got the courage to run into my mother's room and say, Mom, 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 I just heard footsteps. You know, I'm hearing things. I think there's somebody in the house. And she goes, go lay back down. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not dealing with this. And I'm panicking. When I went back to bed, I hear something fall down behind the radiator, and I hear a heavy footstep on the downstairs floor. My grandmother is in bed. My mom is in bed. Her boyfriend is in bed. I'm in bed. My dog is in bed with me. There is no one to be doing this. There is no way that these noises could be happening. And I just panicked, and I kind of curled up in a ball, and I didn't move for about a good hour. And then I finally, I guess, passed out from exhaustion. But this happens constantly, all the time. Doors open, things fly around the room. It's crazy. Things will be lost. They'll put something down somewhere, and it'll just be gone the next day. Or you'll think that you see someone. I have seen 2 full-body apparitions in full detail in my mother's bedroom door. I used to sleep in there when I was little because I would have nightmares. So I'm laying in bed, and I look towards my mother's door. And recently, my uncle had passed away, and I see him in all the detail, but it's like when you look at like a color saturation or a picture that's had the hues changed, so there's only like the blacks and the blues and stuff. It looked like that, kind of, but it was just his outline and every detail of his face and his clothing, and it was so creepy, and I didn't know what to do, so I just looked back at the TV. Look back, he's gone. Again, I freaked out. I was 8. So then the next time I saw him must have been a couple months after that, and I looked at the doorway, and I see him, and my eyes drift down to his left slightly, and there's a shorter woman who's about, I'd say, maybe 4'8", approximately, maybe about 5', and she's standing next to him. She's in almost like a nightgown and has this cap on. Immediately, I remember a picture that my grandmother has of, I think it's either my great aunt or like my great grandmother. And I just nodded at them both. And I look back at the TV and I look back at the doorway and they're gone. Honestly, I think they were there to protect me. I think they were just checking up on me. I just think it was kind of cool and creepy that it happened. And it's just odd and weird, but it's really cool. I'll check back with you guys if any other happenings are going on in my house within the next couple of months. Thank you guys so much, and I'm so happy that you guys picked this to be on the podcast.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.